The Uncomfortable Truth About Money, How to Live with Uncertainty and Think for Yourself, by Paul Podolsky, read by Eric Myers. Chapter 1. Caged. Money is a cage. You need a strategy to live within its confines. Chaos was watching my mother slowly give way from the inside out, like a pear going bad when I was 3, 4, and 5. Cancer does that. Order was gaining self-reliance, whether it was learning how to cook eggs or scaling a cliff. When I became a father, I realized creating order also meant learning to be good with money. Up until that moment, I thought people who focused too much on money were narrow, risk-averse souls who were missing out on life. In fact, I can name the exact moment when I realized I had misjudged. It was 1997. I was 29, and standing on a Brooklyn sidewalk holding the hand of my 3-year-old son, Sasha, and watching a line of rotund rats lazily amble back and forth between the entrance of our building and a stack of leaking garbage. The thought floated up. Paul, this is not working. Something needs to change fast. I didn't want to raise my kids among rats, but to change apartments, I needed money that I didn't have. So began a long journey from that time to today. This book takes those money lessons learned, really a series of frameworks, and makes them accessible for any reader who, like me years ago, has no clue how money works. Many things matter more than money. Money certainly isn't everything, but it is something. You can't get away from money. But having a decent understanding is hard because money often means several things at once. For instance, money is cash today and cash for some distant tomorrow, like old age, if we are lucky enough to experience old age. Money is cash, but also credit. Money is a dollar, but also a euro or a yen to someone else in a different country. Money is for things you know you need, like food, and for things you may or may not need, like emergency medical care, and for things you don't need but want, like a snazzy shirt. Money is numbers and facts, but also emotions and sensations. We are all caged by money. It contains us sometimes physically and sometimes mentally. Knowing the mechanics of how the money cage works helps distinguish logic from emotion, and, in the process, keeps us calmer and facilitates better decisions. Yes, it would be easier if there were simple answers, but the truth is, money is a series of trade-offs without fixed, permanent answers. People have been worrying about money for thousands of years and will continue to do so. We think about sex a lot, and most thoughts are probably happy ones, but we might think about money even more. And many of the thoughts will likely be anxious ones, that terrible sense of being short or worrying about being short. Talking about money makes people uncomfortable. People are happy to tell you where they were educated. I'm told they will send naked photos of themselves on dating sites, but no one wants to tell you how much money they have. Most everyone is insecure about the topic. If they have too little money, they feel uncomfortable, like it's their fault. If they have a lot, they worry you will resent them for it or ask them for some. Sometimes rich people don't feel rich. Instead, they feel poor compared to other rich people to whom they compare themselves. Few people know how money works, even though many are forced to behave in a certain way because of how much money they have, as any person who doesn't have enough money can attest. Your life is easier if you are fluent with money. The thing that got me away from those rats was, pure and simple, studying how money works. It's a basic life skill that doesn't require more than high school math, but it's still difficult to learn because money flits, like the flame of a candle, in value and form, and requires both big-picture understanding and micro-detail-level understanding. That's the goal of this book. To share that understanding with you so you don't have to learn from scratch.